You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. I am doing very well this morning.
Outstanding. Todd, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well this morning as well.
You guys on schedule to get the taxes all taken care of?
Oh, please, don't even bring that up. It just annoys me. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
I absolutely did.
I know you
did. It doesn't annoy me at all. April 15th is only the first suggested date for filing.
I like that
the
attitude.
The first suggested date. That's perfect. Well, we got a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. Her name is Ansley Brooks. She's a new home consultant with Brock Built Homes. Welcome to the show, Ansley.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Thanks for joining us, Ansley. Before we get into it, take a few seconds and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I have been in real estate a little over 7 years, and I have been with Brock Built Homes for 7 years. I thoroughly enjoy working in the new home construction industry.
Tell us a little bit more about Brock Built.
Brock Built has been building strongly for over 25 years. Steve Brock is known for going into very convenient areas with a quality build at excellent value. We have recently picked up 3 new communities that we're very excited about. And like I said, we've been building strongly for over 25 years. We are in the West Midtown area, Marietta, Roswell, East Cobb, and recently reached out to East Atlanta as well as Woodstock.
So you've got 3 new communities going. Tell us about them.
Yes, the first one is East Atlanta. It's a community called Glen Air. It's a collection of single-family homes starting from the low 300s, very close to Grant Park, Glenwood Park, so we're really excited about that. It's going to be a craftsman-style home mixed with a little bit of a bungalow feel. We also are building in Woodstock at a new community by the name of Oakhurst. It's going to be single-family homes starting from the mid-200s. It's going to feature a clubhouse and a pool, so this is going to be a really exciting community for us. And then also Manger, which is going to be starting in the mid-200s, located in Marietta, just walking distance from the Marietta Square.
Let's talk a little bit more about Oakhurst. I always love hearing that there's new development in Woodstock. Where in Woodstock is that located, and what exactly will Brock be building there?
Oakhurst is located off of 92, minutes from downtown Woodstock, and the price points are starting from the mid-2s.
I want to take you back to Glen Air, you said it was?
Yes.
Near Grant Park?
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about that area and that community and what it's all about.
That is a really cool area, simply because you're just minutes from the Atlanta Zoo, the Grant Park area, and as well as Glenwood. It is very exciting for us because we are doing a new product over there. Like I said, it's like a craftsman style with the mix of bungalow, so it's kind of bringing that historical Grant Park into new construction. And we are starting in our phase 1, and we've got permits at the city now, so we will hopefully begin building within about 4 or 5 weeks.
How many homes are going to be in that community?
Right now, within our phase 1, we're going to be a little over 15 and hoping to get a little over 35 with our phase 2.
Cool.
I love that area.
I'm going to go look there.
Yeah, it's a great area. Well, you know, I have a little bit of a sweet spot for Grant Park because I worked at Zoo Atlanta for about 4 or 4.5 years as their director of public relations. So what a fantastic area. There's some great little restaurants that you can walk to down there. And then you've got all those historic, you know, old, I say historic, I guess maybe they're not historic, but old homes in the Grant Park area that are craftsman style and bungalow as well. So it'll be great to see how Brock's new homes, you know, fit in amongst the old ones. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful addition.
Yes. That's why we're so excited, because it is something different than what we've done before as far as mixing the kind of 2 craftsman style and bungalow, but it'll fit perfectly, and it's very close. It's right off of exit 61B, so right off of I-20, so very, very convenient location.
All right. We'll be back with Ansley Brooks after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right.
and we're back with Ansley Brooks, new home consultant with Brock Built Homes.
So Ansley, before the break, we were talking about some of your new communities, but I know Brock Built has a lot of really popular existing communities. Tell us about some of those.
In the West Midtown area, we've got DuPont Commons, which we are actually at our final opportunities there. We have about 7 single-family homes remaining and 5 townhomes, and then we are sold out and completed. We also have West Highlands, which is an incredible value, home starting in the 200s, a great community in that area, as well as the Commons, which are our townhomes. So all of these are just minutes from the city, so you can enjoy all the restaurants and the shopping that that area has. We also have communities in the Kennesaw area. We've got Cloverhurst. We have Laura Creek, which is one of our newest communities as well. And we also have Piedmont Crossing. We've got stuff in the East Cobb area, and all of our neighborhoods are extremely busy. And, you know, we've all come out of the gates running at the beginning of 2013, so it's been a very successful year so far.
Ansley, I've heard a little bit about your Green Smart program, and I'm curious. Educate me a little bit more.
Well, the one thing I love about Brock Built Homes is that we build a quality home, and the Green Smart program was designed, you know, to really give you an energy efficient home. There's certain features in there that we always talk about, which is one is the radiant barrier roofing. That's very important that we put in our attics. It blocks out 97% of the radiant heat that comes into your attic.
Wow.
The houses are built very, very tight. We use house wrap. We also use a higher grade insulation. And our HVA systems are 14 SEER versus a standard 13 SEER, which again goes back to those utility bills, which are very high. So when you have a Green Smart home, it tends to be you have less utility bills, so you save hundreds of dollars over the years.
So Green Smart is obviously just a smart program for home buyers. You save more money, you get a fantastic, you know, new home. There's a new study out that actually shows that maintenance of new homes is less per month, you know, even after the initial 5 or 10 year period, because of the construction methods used now, they cost less to maintain than older homes. So you get energy efficiency, great locations, less maintenance over the life of your home. You know, sounds like it's a great time to buy.
Yes, and it gives you a peace of mind. You know what's behind the walls. It's the latest, greatest of everything. So that's another reason a lot of people are going to new construction.
Well, I'm going to keep asking about your programs. This Nexia, what's that all about?
The Nexia system is what we provide is 2 keyless entries, which is a program that you can have up to 30 codes as well as manage locks from your smartphone. You can upgrade your HVAC, your lights, your televisions, however far you want to go with the technology you can, and we give you 6 months free for the first subscription, which is $8.99 a month. And it's really cool because you can give your kids codes, your nanny a code, or the maid a code, and it notifies you on your smartphone or your tablet or computer that they're entering your home, as well as when they leave. If you have the video cameras as well, you can watch them, you can change the TV, you can control your HVAC, you can cut your lights on. So it really is an incredible program, and that's a standard now with select communities is the Nexia system. And like I said, we provide you the 2 key locks to get you started, and then you can go as far as you want to is with your HVAC and everything.
I'm going to turn the lights on and off when I'm not home and screw up the whole family.
That is so cool. So
that is.
What is the, you know, what's your buyer's reaction to it? How far are they going? What do they like about it?
They are very excited about it. And most buyers are going with the video cameras because it's, you know, it's again, it's peace of mind. When you're at work, you can check in on the dog and watch and see what the dog is doing and check in on your house. And so it just really gives you that peace of mind at work. We're all so busy and we sit around and we worry about things at home, but this gives you that. And so a lot of buyers are getting as much as they can connected because, you know, it's all about technology now and having everything on your smartphone, and now you can control your home.
Gosh, and I was curious about trends. I was going to ask, but that's got to be one trend, I think. Why would anybody not get a system like that? But and what other kind of things are happening? I mean, you got the technology and that intelligence Nexia system. That's cool. What other kind of things are coming down the pipe that are new?
You know, I mean, right now we've been really focused on the Green Smart program as well as making sure that our homes are technology efficient. We've got competitive price points. We've got our new communities. So, you know, we're just trying to stay on top of the latest and greatest so we can be the most most successful builder.
All right. Well, Ainsley, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Brock Built Homes?
They can visit us on the web at brockbuilt.com, and they can also give us a call at 404-472-5707.
All right. Ainsley Brooks, a new home consultant with Brock Built Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with guest Cassandra Buckaloo. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, today we have a deal from the Marketing Relevance team.
I've known
those
people.
Who are those guys?
Who are those people? Well, let's see. Those people have offices in Atlanta and Chicago, a team of 18, and they can meet all of your marketing and design needs.
Do they make your marketing relevant?
They do make your marketing
relevant.
So all your marketing should be relevant.
All of your marketing should be relevant. So what's our deal?
Absolutely. Well, in honor of spring, and because we now have a staff of 3 designers, we are celebrating our new additions by offering a more than half price design special. So we're offering design services for $60 an hour instead of our regular rate, all projects through the month of April.
Well, that's a pretty good deal. And knowing the kind of design work that Marketing Relevance does, that's a heck of a good deal. Talk about or provide some sort of a list of the kind of things that you can utilize for that.
Well, I'm so glad that you asked, Todd.
You could design a new website, banners, advertisements, flyers, email marketing, floor plans, just anything you can think of, anything that you can design, we can do it.
Billboard, newspaper ad.
Billboards?
Billboard.
You know what?
You need a new billboard, we'll design it.
What do you think about a Dreamland Radio billboard?
I think we should do it.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be fun. I mean, if you want a new magazine, we can design a magazine. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies do corporate magazines now. As you know, their brochure is more of a magazine than a just, you know, little brochure. We do those. The Marketing Relevance design team is led by Ricky White, and joining him are 2 new designers, Mike Adamchek and Brian Facencio. They both have extensive experience in print and web design, and we are looking forward to showcasing their work, which is part of the reason we're offering this special, is just to get more design work through the shop so we can really show off our new guys.
Well, is there a place people can go to see past work?
Well, absolutely there is. There's several different places people can go to see past work. One would be our website portfolio. And then another place that we have our portfolio of work is our Facebook page. So facebook.com/mrelevance or marketingrelevance.com.
Is there a time limit on this special?
April,
right?
The time limit is April.
So, Carol, if they want to call you and ask some questions, where do they go?
Well, they can give me a call or they can call Kevin Morrow at 770-383-3360.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, that wraps this very special deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Cassandra Buckaloo, the owner of the historic Marietta Trolley Company. Welcome to the show, Cassandra.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Cassandra, before we get into it, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I actually have a degree in interior design from the Art Institute of Atlanta, so this is a little different than what I'm actually used to doing. So I started the trolley in 2008, about 5 years ago, and it has been a huge success and such a big welcome from the community. So
elaborate a little bit more on that. Tell us more about the Marietta Trolley Company.
We do several things. We have a 1-hour fully narrated tour. It's of about 42 sites around Marietta, Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park, both of our cemeteries, Glover Park, the square, all the historic homes on Church Street, Cherokee Street, Kennesaw Avenue.
Cool.
Who goes on the tour? Is it folks from out of town? Is it local folks?
It's actually both. We do a lot of out-of-town visitors. We work very close with the Marietta Welcome Center and Visitors Bureau, Cobb Travel and Tourism, as well as the Chamber. But we also have a lot of local people who really love the community and are very prideful about, you know, the history of Marietta. So they love to bring their groups and family and people like that.
When you talk about groups, what kind of groups are typically? Is it like church groups or Cub Scout troops?
We do all of those. We do church groups. We do assisted living groups. We have garden clubs. We do birthday parties. We do all sorts of things.
Remember that. I'm going to let you know when my birthday is, Carol. Yeah, I think that's a cool idea.
We've had everything from a 6-year-old birthday party to a 5-year-old's birthday party. So
I'll fit right in then.
Are the trolleys just, you know, the traditional trolley I think of when I think of trolleys? Are any of them double-deckers, or they're just a single-decker?
Not yet. I would love to have a double-decker. The company that I selected, I think they look most like the old-fashioned streetcars that you think of when you think of a trolley, so that's really why I went with them. Both of our trolleys can be open air, so the side panels come off when it's nice, you know, and the weather is pleasant. We can take the side panels off, or in the winter when it's, you know, cold, we can have both of them completely enclosed. They're climate controlled, heat, air conditioning.
So how do your tours work? Do you have certain tours that are set at different days and times, or can a group just rent the trolley out and they could have their own refreshments and their own little party on board?
We do both. We try to be very customer service oriented. We do have published tours. Both of our trolleys have tours Thursday through Sunday. Those are scheduled. They're different times for, you know, different trolleys. But if you want a private tour to come on, we can certainly arrange that too. So our website has all the details on our published, you know, tours, our standard tours. But we're certainly, if you give us a call, we'll do just about anything.
How long is the, quote, typical tour? I mean, you said 42 sites you go to. I mean, that's a lot more than I would have expected.
It's a lot. People don't realize how much there is to see and do in Marietta. The Marietta tour is 60 minutes. It depends on trains and traffic. There are a lot of trains that come through Marietta. It can be, you know, 15 to 20 minutes longer, depending on what we run into. So,
I know one of the tours you offer is a Ghost of Marietta tour. Is that a tour of all the different haunted spots in Marietta? And is that popular year-round, or is that more of a Halloween seasonal?
Well, it is popular pretty much during Halloween because everybody is looking for something scary to do, but we do offer it year-round. We purchased Ghosts of Marietta from a lady that started the company, and that company does a walking ghost tour of Marietta, and then we do what we call a Scarietta haunted trolley tour of Marietta.
That's awesome.
Some of the sites are the same that they are on our standard sightseeing tour, but you hear the scary side of them. You hear, you know, about the ghosts and things like that. So we try to keep it different.
All right. We'll be back with Cassandra Buckaloo after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Cassandra Buckaloo, owner of the historic Marietta Trolley Company.
I still can't get that thought of Scarietta out of my head. That is so cool. I'm not going to let you get out of here without telling us one ghost story.
Oh, I can't do that. You've got to come on the tour.
Okay.
Rejected.
I cannot do that.
I'm depressed now. I'm speechless too.
If you've ever been to any of the local places on the square, Hemingway's, Schilling's, the Earl Smith Strand Theater, a lot of those places have experienced, you know, paranormal activity.
Wow. So, I've been to several of those places,
and I have not had
any of those experiences yet. So,
well, I will tell you this. I don't know if you knew this, but Hemingway's was the city morgue at one time.
Ooh.
That's
super creepy.
Yes.
Does Flamingo haunt her old house?
Does who?
Flamingo. Bugsy Siegel's. She used to live in Marietta.
Yes, so. She does. She's on our sightseeing tour.
So if she's on the tour, she must haunt the house. So how has the city's history shaped what it's become today?
Oh, it's such a huge part of it. Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park is right there. You know, that was one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War. You can see that played out all over our city and in, you know, many of the locations. It's something that, you know, we're very prideful about, you know, preserving our history. We have Cobb Landmarks, a historical society. We have a lot of organizations that, you know, are very conscious about our history and maintaining that. And that's what adds the character to our community. That a lot of places don't have that. So it's very important. Our city is very culturally rich. And like I said before, there's a lot of community pride, pride in that history, pride, you know, in our school system, Marietta Blue Devils. So that's really shapes our community.
Yeah, well, it won't surprise Carol or Todd that I'm a little confused, but Peachtree Trolley, is that you? Is that Marietta Trolley?
Yes.
Explain that to me.
That is our new endeavor. We started with one trolley in Marietta. That's the Historic Marietta Trolley Company. Last year in July, we launched the Peachtree Trolley Company. We found that there was a need for a trolley tour in Atlanta. There was one about 2 years ago, and unfortunately that one went under. And just in our contacts in the tourism industry, I began to kind of just chat with people and say, you know, why didn't that one make it? What, you know, what was the problem there? So we launched last year, and we have every month just had a record ridership. So I'm really excited. We're going into the travel season with spring and summer, so I can't wait to see what our numbers look like. And the trolley boards at Centennial Park in the Lucky Marietta District, and that area is really growing and changing. You know, the Final Four was just this weekend, so a lot of exciting things going on down there.
That's very exciting. So I just have to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Are you an Atlanta native?
I am.
Wow.
I am.
So born and raised.
One of the few.
Did you grow up in Marietta?
Actually, I was born in Cobb, and then my family moved to Gwinnett when Gwinnett, you know, was great and kind of going through that whole growth spurt. And then, like I said, I went to college at the Art Institute of Atlanta. So, and now I'm back in Cobb.
Back in Cobb.
Full circle.
You know, people love Marietta, and especially the city of. Why do you think so many home buyers choose to live there?
There is so much to do. I mean, just in that little square area, there are over 20 restaurants representing cuisine from all over the world. There are live performances. You can go to, you know, the Earl Smith Strand Theater. We have an art museum with a huge American art collection. We have art galleries. We have boutiques. We have, you know, a history museum. We have the Gone with the Wind Museum. I mean, there is just so much to do. There really is. And it's, again, I keep getting back to that community spirit. We have the Glover Park Concert Series. You know, these things are free that you can bring your family to. You can walk to. I see people bringing their wagons with their children, you know, from the residential areas around the square. We have the Brown Bag Concert. We have 18 parks in Marietta. One of those is Glover Park. So, I mean, there's just so much to do right there.
Cassandra, you've got to get a little more enthused about what you're doing. I'm just curious, how do you find, I imagine you're so interested in all this. You probably keep finding not 42 things, but 52,
yes.
82,
yes.
102. How do you decide which ones to pick?
It's tough. When it comes to the route on the tour, we basically have that set. We obviously can't talk about everything, and it's difficult when you're in the trolley driving by something at 30 miles an hour to talk about everything. So I do let the guides have a little bit of leeway to talk about the things that are personally important to them for whatever reason. So, but it is hard, and we're always finding new things. I'm very fortunate to have tour guides that also very much love what they do, love the history, and love researching and finding out new things. So it is difficult.
What a good problem to have, I suspect. So, Cassandra, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they get information on these two trolley companies?
They can go to our website at MariettaTrolley.com, and then just, you know, info@MariettaTrolley.com. They can ask me questions. I get that email, so very easy.
All right. Cassandra Buckaloo, the owner of the Historic Marietta Trolley Company and the Peachtree Trolley Company, thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. You can find us at theatlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love you to comment and leave a rating on iTunes. So, on behalf of today's guests, Ansley Brooks and Cassandra Buckaloo, show producer Delaney Young, my co-host Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.